Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the Alabama fans, this might tell you how hard they're celebrating.
Yeah.
Came up and said, I'd like to request a song.
I heard that and I...
You did what I did. We just ignored him.
I thought you said that you believed in him or something like that.
Oh, no,
that?
I said I believe you.
Oh, I believe,
I believe that he does want to request a song.
Yeah, okay.
But my favorite part is... He immediately, Creed was going on in the background, and he immediately was just like, can you take me? And I was like, I think I know what he would have requested.
Yeah. I actually, in this bar one time, I'll have you know, when I was living downtown in my single days, I came out to this bar once and was just having some drinks, and I played on the Touch Tunes at the time. There was a new Jay-Z album that came out, and I played in the Touch Tunes. Not the same Jay-Z song, but like that album, essentially. And what I learned is after about two of them, they have buttons that can just nix everything that you paid for.
Yeah, I don't like that. If I pay for it, everyone will listen.
Yeah, and I thought everyone was going to get into it, and you could see the room being like, this is not what we wanted. They said, no one asked for this. Hey, play us Journey, will you please? And Jay-Z was not the answer, and they nixed it very quickly.
And about 7 years later, the Browns capitulated with playing Journey. Now
they realized Journey never misses.
That's true. Well, if you go like something that isn't, it's like a rough cut of Journey, it misses. Yeah, Journey, you really only can play...
Don't Stop Believing.
Faithfully. You'd be able to start getting real good and randy if you play Faithfully.
Good and randy.
That is a song that gets people's motor running because you're like, I want to be in love. That's how people take it. If your average person in this bar right now, you put on Faithfully, there's going to be some cuddling, some dancing. And that's just Mac Robinson.
It's not the vibes we currently have going on, though.
Now, this is a great vibe.
This is a good vibe. We have people in like, the Marquette Faithful. I didn't even know this was this... Not since Dwayne Wade has there been this many Marquette basketball fans.
And I will say, there's
Shaka
a guy
Smart era didn't kill
with
him.
I think you would call that plaid. You see
I love
that?
It. Yeah, I love it. It's great.
It's blue, it's like white, and yellow suit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am all about that. And then
it is a radio show.
And then we don't do
requests though. We're just kind of like a sports talk thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on the speaker.
Yeah, it's on the speaker, yeah.
It is, yeah. Thanks for the convo.
I think we just saw the quality of a Michigan State
she was so
education right there.
Why was she so disappointed?
Are you playing that on the speaker? We are.
I thought she wanted to
speaker.
Play Papa Shot.
Oh, man.
I was like, I'm sorry.
That is the only heat we will ever get here.
And we deserve it, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
We deserve it. Blocking the Papa Shot is it's a crime in many,
although
many states.
Although that's all I want. I at any point, no matter whether I'm the Quill, whether I'm a little Bud Light, No matter if I'm at a bad day, pop a shot will make me a happier human.
So you once proclaimed that you would make a half-court shot in 12 opportunities.
I'll proclaim it again.
What if you go 0 for 13 from the pop a shot? Does that take you out of the half?
It's a completely different touch.
I know it's a different touch.
I would argue that this is a tougher touch.
This is a tougher touch?
Yeah, I think that's a weird angle. I'm like eye to eye with the rim there.
Hey, we're not at the carnival. It's not rigged.
No, that's not the point. The point is I'm shooting at a 10-foot rim from 40 feet away. That's different than if you're shooting at a rim that is my eye line, so about, 6 foot tall?
Okay.
And you're, because then your touch is different. It's a completely different shot. I think that's okay. A bad comp out of you.
Well, I just want to see you do it. But we can't.
Which Alas, one?
The pop-a shot first. I want to see you do the half-court shot, but I'd like to do the pop-a shot with you.
I mean, pop-a shot's really just a numbers game. You're not even trying to be great. You're just one hand, two hand, one hand, two hand, one hand, two hand.
I saw Caitlin Clark losing a pop-a shot just the other day on TikTok.
So we have even further
confirmation. That's more proof to what you had to say. But I do think it belongs in the top five bar games of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. There's nothing greater than being about three or four deep, a light buzz, getting there, and then playing some pop-a shot.
Playing some, playing all.
I mean, I would sit there and play for hours if they let me, but that's neither here nor there.
We've been doing our quarterback trio. You guys can actually vote. Our intrepid producer, the great Jake Murren, put this up at afternoon 923 FAN.
Yeah, how are we doing on that poll?
He's basically pitting our best possible quarterback trios against each other. Right now, Flacco, Sanders, and Pickett has 56% of the votes. Rodgers, Ward, and Pickett has 43.5% of the votes. So the internet is siding with you as of right now.
It's a very short margin, though. We'll
That's
see.
True.
The internet can turn.
We got time.
We got time.
If you really believe in my quarterback plan, go to @afternoon923fan. And vote the right way. Damon saying the best quarterback trio, Cam Ward, Kenny Pickett, and Teddy Bridgewater. I guess it's 2015. And then the worst is Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Will Howard. I think we've also seen that was somebody's best.
Yeah, that was somebody's best, which kind of speaks to the quality of the trios that we can come up with.
Radu saying Carson Wentz, Kenny Pickett, Kyle McCord, but he doesn't say which one's which. Mark saying Milton Pickett, Flacco, Milton, and Pickett is the best. We haven't heard a Joe Milton drop. We get the double Joe.
Yeah.
Joe off.
I'm surprised the guy that's called in every single day for 3 weeks and then finally got into the midday show today did not have a Hendon Hooker drop in there.
Who's the Hendon Hooker guy on the show? Oh, no, it's Big Weege.
Oh, Big Weege likes Hendon Hooker?
Big Weege had him, I think, in his top 15.
There's been a caller that's called every day for 3 weeks at some point and has said Hendon Hooker, and he finally got into Daryl earlier today and just spent just minutes on minutes just waxing poetic at a Hendon Hooker.
It just might be Big Weege who just loves Hooker. The worst from Mark saying Cousins, Pickett, and Winston. Ooh, that's our first Jameis Winston one there. Can I tell you, if we're just talking about entertainment, Jameis Winston versus Joe Flacco would be the least necessary, funniest quarterback battle you could have for this year for the Browns.
Is that enough to give Kevin Stefanski a pass for this upcoming season and just group it all together?
For the rest of his career.
Because there's no winning.
If it's Joe versus Jameis and Kenny Pickett is the third stringer, at some point people would call that the football equivalent of waterboarding.
I would be impressed if he even decided to try if that's his trio.
Do you think he's just like, I've decided Tommy Rees is going to call plays again?
Might be.
I just am not any good at this, and I think Tommy's the guy to get the most out of Jameis and Joe.
We have not discussed and not gone back over the amount of times that we should, I feel like, how Kevin Stefanski really just hit the eject button on trying to take any responsibility for last year when it came to the play calling. He's like, you just take it.
Yep.
Just take it. You're going to be fired at the end of the season. I don't want to be held responsible for this mess that I know is coming.
I would bet good money internally. The spin was, I want to give Ken Dorsey a chance to show what he can do in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to help
Fantastic
Ken Dorsey
job.
Out.
Yeah.
And in reality, Kevin Stefanski was just like, I don't want this.
It's the radio equivalent of making someone's very first radio show like the day after the All-Star game when nothing is happening. And like 5 hours solo, go ahead and give it a go. You're going to fail.
We definitely have seen that before. All right, guys, give us your best and worst quarterback trios. 216-474-0092 or @NickWilson says @JPeterlin. vote on our Twitter poll as well. When we come back, it's time for The Lead on 92.3 The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.